mentioned we were going to have a Riley Green conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And a listener tipped us off. And I want to know if it's a bigger deal than we've let on. I've often dismissed a lot of the Riley Green frustrations because the raw numbers, he's super productive. He's an all-star, second year in a row. Even when he didn't hit, made a couple outstanding plays in left field on Sunday.
Sure.
I really haven't dogged Riley Green. But we got a ton of texts after his performance over the weekend, 0-for-13. He struck out three times ugly last night, and I started to pop up, open the hood, and look at some of the numbers. John, he's pacing for 219 strikeouts. The record is 223. He is flirting with the most strikeouts in the history of baseball. And we know what happens. We saw it in the postseason. You don't put the ball in play, you can't advance runners. You can't put pressure. You can't use your tactful base running. Riley Green strikeouts are a bit of a problem. But also a problem is he's unplayable against lefties. His OPS is in the 500s against left-handed pitching. I mean, they may be platooning the wrong outfielder. Gary Carpenter's been more productive, small sample, against lefties.
At the plate.
Yes. Well, even defensively, they're about the same defensive run saved. Carey's got the better arm. Riley makes the diving catches. Riley, as an everydayer, doesn't have much of a case. I mean,
unless
you look at what Carpenter, like, why can't Carpenter play every day? But Riley does. When you look at the numbers, it's not early anymore. Green can't hit lefties.
Carp can't stay healthy.
Well, that might be part of it. And the listeners have also pointed out that Riley Green is not clutch, whatever that means. Well, they keep track of this stuff. And when the Tigers are trailing, he hits 198 with a 687 OPS. When the Tigers have the lead, he hits 328 with a 950 OPS.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you could always use insurance runs, but most of his damage is coming when the Tigers have already built a lead. With two outs and runners in scoring position, he's hitting 204. Late and in close situations, he's batting 135. It's like, whoa! Again, I've just kind of glossed over this. Is there a Riley Green conversation here?
Well, there's a much smaller sample size when you're talking about Gary Carpenter versus lefties. And I know his numbers are better, but
that's self-inflicted. There's only one way to get him a bigger sample against lefties is to play him
right,
more.
Right, but so, yes, this is a very analytical team. Scott Harris, very analytical. A.J. Hinch, same thing, whether it's on the mound or at the plate. And it's just, it's hard, because there isn't that sample size for Gary Carpenter to say, well, has he fixed or is he better against lefties than he has been previously? And is he better against lefties than Riley Green if he had that same opportunity?
Yeah, and again, Gary Carpenter wasn't here during the big losing stretch.
Right.
He's come back, and you saw it even last night. That's a big-time home run to help swing that game. You know which games Riley didn't, or which games Gary Carpenter didn't play over the weekend?
The games
the
that
two
they lost.
Losses against lefties.
Right.
Where Riley had zero hits. So I think it's an interesting conversation about what to do with Riley Green, because you're not throwing him off the roster. We're not debating whether he's getting an extension or not. It's too early for that. He's an all-star. They're going to need him. What's going on, though, if he's not delivering in clutch spots, if he doesn't deliver when you're trailing, if he doesn't deliver against lefties, should he be platooning and should Gary Carpenter be getting more of those at-bats? Like, Riley should never DH against a lefty, right?
No, I wouldn't. The numbers wouldn't bear that out.
Wouldn't make sense. 248-539-9797.
And maybe he is an individual like they use Carey, because they bring in Carey, he does a lot of pinch hitting.
Yes.
When he's not in the lineup, all of a sudden, hey, you get the starter out, got a righty in there, and Gary Carpenter comes in. Maybe that is more the path that they need to take with Riley Green as well. But then the question is, if you take Riley Green out of the lineup, who's in? Is it just simply a one-for-one swap?
Well, you could one-for-one carry and shuffle the outfield around, right?
I mean, right. But it makes it a little bit more difficult because you've got Javi in center, and if you've got Carey in left and you've got, Carey in right and you got Riley in left field, like, who is the other guy that you're going to put in there? Because you don't have Parker Meadows, which wasn't a great bat.
Well, especially lefty, it really wouldn't.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
I mean, I just, like, sitting him, look, to get his head right or his swing right, yeah, I support that. But routinely platooning him is, I mean, I think that's crazy.
How bad would it have to be? Because they've shown the precedent that, like, no one's bigger than the team. Gary Carpenter has been a huge impact bat for this team, and he doesn't play against lefties. So where's the line? Why is Riley above that if he doesn't produce?
It's because of his defense.
but I gave you defensive run saved. He's a minus one. I get it. He makes a couple highlight plays. He's not head and shoulders metrically above Kerry Carpenter. They're different styles of outfielders.
Right, exactly. I think we're taking it too far. The problem is with the strikeouts, there's other great players in this game that have strikeouts that are 130, 132, 138. Otani's the 138. But Riley's not producing the home runs that Otani, Schwarber, and Raleigh are. And so he's costing them, especially probably 20 to 30 at bats here, where he's not putting the ball in play.
Right.
And that's the killer. But I think if everybody just breaks this down and realize it's a swing, the uppercut has got to go. It's not a path for success long term. And the pitchers know it right now. And so that's why you're seeing this. And until he learns to lay off and level it out a little bit, it's not going to change. I mean, we got a text there. I'm going to steal some thunder.
Yeah.
I thought they put it perfect. You view him as a franchise player.
Yeah, that's this ticket text.
And I don't.
Him and his buddies were talking about it.
He's a very good player, but I don't view him as a cornerstone.
Right.
Because of the strikeouts. But neither is Kerry. Right.
No, I know it feels blasphemous to say Riley should be sitting against lefties because he's an everyday player and he's an all-star, but I just gave you the numbers, the cold, hard data.
I mean, the very first pitch after Carpenter's home run last night, he almost swung his helmet off. And it looked like he was, you know, out at Oakhurst with Rieger.
Well done.
Shots across the bow.
248-539-9797. The Riley Green conversation. Ticket text. I brought up Riley Green. I said, are we platooning the wrong outfielder?
Yeah.
Carp hits lefties better than Riley. And if you say, well, they're both not very good, I'd point out, well, at least one puts the ball in play. Riley Green's right. Pacing to lead all of baseball historically in strikeouts.
Yeah, but I mean, the other reason, so if you, you know, extrapolate the same at bats, it's not far off for where Kerry Carpenter would be as well. There's probably, 25, 30 maybe less strikeouts. So it's still, but that's baseball today.
No, it is, but he's on a completely, he's number one in baseball. It's not like, oh, he's among a bunch of guys. He's number one in strikeouts in baseball. So shouldn't Carp be getting those at bats? Carp's 100 points better against lefties. And if you say, well, it's because he doesn't have enough of a sample size, I challenge, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, give him more sample.
Yeah, give him more sample. I know Riley Green's an all-star, and you can't say these things out loud, but the numbers suggest the best winning formula, and that's all the Tigers care about, right, is everybody pitches in and helps the team. You grow a mustache if you have to. You may have to sit against lefties a little bit.
Well, but it's also, I mean, so there was a stretch at the beginning of the season where it was really bad for Riley Green, and then it seemed to recover. Now it's back to since, you know, even before the all-star break, but around the 4th of July, the month of July, and now where we are in August, it has not been great for Riley Green. And it's a prolonged, quote-unquote, slump.
I do feel like, look, a slump, right, that we're being hard on a player that overall has nice numbers.
It's
okay?
The season. His OPS is under 600 for the season against lefties. It's the season
the
strikeouts.
Lefties.
I'm not picking out a weekend stretch or a month stretch. This is the season.
We're still talking about a player here. It's almost like neither of them should be out of the lineup. Both of them should be playing every day because they're still two of their best hitters on the team.
Yeah.
According to OPS, are both in the 820s. Riley Green's a 2-1 war. I mean, that's a solid baseball player at this time of year, and more than a solid. It's a good.
Yeah, it's a good player.
It's not great, though. And I think maybe because of the all-star tag and the fact that he started in the game, is maybe he's not that good. But, yeah, I mean, to me, you can look at all the numbers and pick them all apart you want, but everything's better if his swing's better.
Yeah.
That's where I think people should be concerned long term.
With the swing, right. It just needs to be in the strike zone more.
Yeah, that's it.
Than the uppercut.
Texter says it's he needs to level out that uppercut swing. Exactly what you guys are saying. Texter says, I've been bringing this up since early in the year. Yeah, we're kind of dismissive early in the year because it's early in the year. Now you're in 100-plus games. Mm-hmm. Carpenter shouldn't be sitting a bench. He's a spark plug, makes better contact. He's a guy who should be batting as much as possible. If he comes in, someone has to come out. And if you're specifically looking at more lefty at bats, that's why I brought up Green. He needs a complete swing rebuild. Sit Riley against lefties for now. Go with Perez, Vierling, Jones. Last night's game, he had 3 Ks even against a righty. Yeah, the strikeouts are constant no matter who he plays, but he does damage against righties.
Yes.
I mean, against righties, he's a problem.